said. And to close out the show this morning, we take you down where they'll be closing out the duck zone in the duck season in the west zone. We take you to Delacroix, where Captain Mike Smith is down there, Marsh Guide Service. And Mike, yesterday was foggy, but I'm looking. I stepped outside here at the St. Hubert's Cathedral. It just looks kind of overcast, and I don't have any wind here, but showing you got about a 13-knot wind down there. How's it looking for this morning's hunt?
I couldn't wait. Can't wait for the season to close. That's how bad it is.
We couldn't wait for it to open, and now you can't wait for it to close. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I'll tell you what. November is so much better. I wish the season was November 1st to January 1st, and that's all right. I mean, I haven't seen a bird yet.
That's incredible. And all that feed that was down there, the submerged vegetation was looking good. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
You know?
No. I mean, zero. My brother showed me pictures of ducks still up north walking on the ice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dining on corn.
Food, right? And it's iced up up there. The cold weather doesn't mean a darn thing anymore. It doesn't push them down. And as far as teal, it blew them out. They might be in certain areas, but they sure not here this morning.
Yeah, I think this last blast has maybe got them headed further south. But boy, they sure hung in there for a long time, and thank God for them. You know.
Yep. You just don't need cold weather to push down teal, spoonbill, pintail, stuff like that. You know, November, I mean, was fantastic. We were hunting 80-degree weather, knocking the heck out of birds.
Yeah. Well, if there was ever any evidence that climate change is the reason why there's no ducks in South Louisiana, this is going to prove it wrong. Because, I mean, it's just going to be in the teens this week.
Yeah.
It's frozen everywhere north of us with ice storms and snow and still no birds. Still no birds.
No birds.
Well, they'll find another excuse. They're going to say it's complete habitat loss. But if they would have got pictures of what your ponds look like, that wouldn't have been holding up either.
Exactly. I was going to hunt divers today, but the wind was too strong to hunt that open bay, and I wasn't going to retrieve ducks and whitecaps.
Yeah, well, there's some doe grease came down. You know, they don't get affected as much by the short stocking because their habitats are different, and we see them. They still come down here, not in the numbers, but that's because their population's been down over the last several years. Well, you remember the good old days when, doe grease were a dime a dozen.
Exactly. But if the weather holds up tomorrow morning, if the rain, comes later on, I might do the diver hunt. If the wind's not that strong, you can't go out in the pirogue and
No.
in 3-foot waves.
No, not when. Yeah, and it's gonna get a whole lot colder. Well, how would you rate it overall? You did have some good hunts, during the early part of the season.
Yeah, the first split was about a 9.9. The second split was about a 4.1.
Yeah.
January hunting, let it open in late October, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, it's still fun to get out there. And look, they found 385,000 Mexican whistles still here in January, so maybe we get to look forward to that. Duck hunting's going to be teal and Mexican whistlers. Maybe it'll come down to that. And, of course, there's always the fun of just being out there in the marsh and watching birds and alligators and wildlife and stuff like that.
Exactly. As far as the whistling ducks, they leave. They left the marsh, but you know where they are?
Parks and golf courses.
In Lafayette Park.
Yeah, and they're in the canals in West Metairie and all those drainage canals. They know they're not that stupid. They know where they're safe. Well, Mike, we enjoyed having your reports on all season. We really appreciate that, and hopefully things will turn around. You'll get the bag a few today. Those birds will start moving.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I've been on a lot of second split hunts like that. Don't shoot. God dog it. Hit him. You see that?
They snuck in on you, huh?
They snuck. A whole flock of teal just snuck in on us.
Any hits or did they all leave?
No. By the time everyone saw it, it was too late.
We'll get back and concentrate.
It never fails.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun. Thank you, Mike.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Darren. I'll see
All
you.
Right. Yes, sir. There he goes. Longtime friend and professional duck hunting guide, Mike Smith. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Boy, we covered a lot of ground. Y'all are batting down the hatches for this Arctic blast that's fixing to move in across our area. Stay safe, stay warm, and don't forget when you have the opportunity to get out and do the things you enjoy the most in the outdoors with the ones you love. That's what we do here. We'll be back again next week, 5 to 7 a.m., and next week we're going to have a very special announcement for you, so be sure you get tuned in. 5 to 7 a.m., that's when we do it. It's called The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.